Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Equity futures are just hovering around the flatline this morning. It feels like the entire market is holding its breath.
That's exactly right. It's the calm before the potential storm. Everyone is laser focused on one thing this morning. The June employment report dropping at 8:30 Eastern. This is the big one.
It really is. The market seemed to just brush off that weak private sector payrolls report yesterday, which showed a loss of jobs. Why is today's report so much more critical?
Because this is the comprehensive official government number. The market consensus is looking for around 120,000 jobs to be added. Anything that deviates significantly from that, especially to the downside, could really ramp up those rate cut expectations from the Fed. It's a major catalyst.
Got it. So a weak number could actually be seen as good news for the market?
In this weird upside-down world? Yes! A cooling labor market gives the Fed more room to cut rates, and that's what traders are hoping for. But it's a fine line. Too weak, and it sparks recession fears. The sweet spot is a number that's soft, but not catastrophic.
Okay, outside of the jobs data, what are the other big headlines moving the needle this morning? I saw some major news on the U.S.-China trade front.
A huge development. Reports are confirming that the administration has rescinded restrictions on the export of chip design software to China. This is a significant de-escalation in the tech trade war, a reversal of a previous ban. It's a major positive for the semiconductor space.
Interesting. And what's happening on Capitol Hill? I'm seeing chatter about the one big, beautiful bill.
Yes, the House advanced it on a procedural vote. A final vote is expected shortly. The speaker says they have the votes, but floor debate could push the timing back. It's something to keep an eye on, as any major government spending bill will have market implications.
It sounds like a packed morning. Let's run through the economic data dump. What else is coming out at 8:30?
It's a fire hose of data. Alongside the main jobs number, we're getting the May trade balance and weekly initial jobless claims. Then at 9:45, the final services PMI, and at 10 a.m., we get May factory orders and the all-important ISM services number. It's going to be a volatile first hour of trading.
No kidding. All right, let's get to individual stocks. What's gapping up and what's moving down in the pre-market?
The big winner is Datadog, ticker DDOG. The stock is up over 9% after it was announced it will be added to the S&P 500. That's a classic catalyst. Index funds now have to buy the stock.
That's a huge move. I also see TripAdvisor, TRIP, is having a great morning.
It is, up over 8%. We learned that activist investor Starboard Value is taking a 9% stake in the company. When an activist gets involved, the market always gets excited about the potential for change, whether it's a sale, a breakup, or a new strategy.
What about on the analyst front? Anything notable?
FedEx, FDX, is getting a nice boost, up over 1%. A major European firm upgraded the stock from underperform all the way to outperform, with a $270 price target. That's a significant double upgrade.
That is a big jump in sentiment. Now on the EV front, we got some delivery numbers from Lucid. How did those look?
They looked pretty solid. Lucid produced over 3,800 vehicles and delivered just over 3,300. The stock is ticking up about 1% on that news. In this environment, hitting your production and delivery targets is a definite win.
Let's zoom out a bit. We're seeing some cautious optimism in the broader market analysis. Tech and energy seem to be leading. What are the key levels traders should be watching on the major indexes once the bell rings?
Exactly. The sentiment is bullish, but with a note of caution. For the S&P 500 ETF, the SPY, the key resistance to watch is $622.50. A strong, volume-backed break above that could signal the next leg up. The support level to hold is down at $619.
And for the tech-heavy NASDAQ, the QQQ?
For the Qs, we're looking at $552.50 as the resistance ceiling. Support is holding strong around $550.50. Tech has the momentum, but you want to see it break those levels with conviction, especially after the jobs number drops.
So the takeaway for today is, it all comes down to 8:30 Eastern?
100%. The jobs report will set the tone for the entire session, and likely the next week. Watch those key levels on the SPY and QQQ right after the number is released. Be nimble, because we could see a very fast move in either direction.
Fantastic analysis. A lot to watch for. That's all the time we have for today. Have a great trading session, and we'll be back tomorrow to break it all down.